There's an unusual mosque in Berlin where women preach and lead Friday prayers for worshipers of both sexes. The Turkish-born founder of the mosque says her goal is to create a safe place for progressive Muslims to worship. But as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Berlin, some German Muslim scholars are criticizing the effort and worry it will backfire.
You can barely hear the young woman who is nervously leading Muslim prayers on a recent Friday for a half dozen male and female congregants. It's probably a case of stage fright, given that she's being watched by a room full of journalists and other observers, who also are here in the new mosque. The young woman recites the holy verses in Arabic and drops to her knees, disappearing beneath her long black headscarf. The mosque's founder, Seyran Ateş, who doesn't wear a headscarf, explains that contrary to what some critics are saying, women who cover their hair are welcome here, and she wants journalists to report that. But the congregant she is talking to is annoyed. She tells Atish worship is an intensely personal experience and not a media spectacle. Atish agrees and pledges to keep journalists out of future services. She notes that removing her mosque from the spotlight might help increase attendance. Yet Atish, who is under German police protection 24/7 because of constant death threats, doesn't stay out of the limelight for long. On July 28th, she held a news conference with an openly gay Muslim cleric in the same Lutheran church where her mosque is located. Atish tells NPR her point with this mosque and the media attention is to give a voice to moderate Muslims in Germany and a safe space to practice their religion. She says only large conservative Muslim organizations determine how Islam is practiced in Germany. Atish adds she never planned on opening a mosque, isn't trained as a cleric, and is new to delivering sermons, which she does in German. But the 54-year-old's efforts get little praise from many female Muslim scholars and feminists. One critic is Berlin native Riem Spielhaus, who chairs the Islamic Studies Department at Göttingen University. She dismisses Atish as a, quote, one-woman show who prefers exclusivity and fails to work with other Muslim leaders or the minorities she claims to represent, such as gay Muslims.
She has now become a spokesperson for a movement that she is not even part of.
The professor accuses Atish of fueling anti-Muslim sentiment in Germany. Spielhaus says this narrative of the good progressive Muslim versus the bad traditional Muslim threatens to undo the gains Muslim women have made here, including leading large co-ed congregations, running women's-only mosques, and even writing khutbahs or sermons.
You have women that were struggling since 20, 30 years for, you know, a larger say in their own communities, in the political sphere, for Muslim women. This so-called taboo-breaking first imam, she doesn't connect with all the women that could stand actually behind her.
But Atish shows no signs of letting up. She recently told The Guardian that she plans to open another mosque in the UK. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.